This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS this morning. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us. And if you're having some pain around the eye, or if your vision is blurry, or any of these problems, if you've had some eye problems, give us a call. Maybe a loved one has had some problems and they're not calling. They're not doing anything. They're hoping that it'll get better tomorrow. Don't do that. You've heard people call in on that situation before. Dr. McCabe, good morning to you.
Good morning, and a good morning to everyone out there. It is a nice sunny morning out after a wet weekend, huh?
Absolutely, and mild, too. 54 degrees right now. So, makes it nice. As we look at the past month, since you were last on with us, have there been any new developments in eye care? It seems like there's something happening always. Things changing, things improving, things of that sort.
Boy, I'll tell you, Bart, there's just a bunch. And we have tried to, incorporate all of the newest advances that there are in ophthalmology. Since I guess the beginning of the year, we have incorporated in our office two new refractive stations.
What is that?
You'll get to see one of these today.
That's right. I'm going in for my yearly checkup today.
Yeah, so
you and everybody, you need to at least go in once a year to your eye doctor.
Boy, and just as a side note, that is a good point, Bart, because there's so many things that can happen to your eye where if you would have caught them earlier, the treatment and the prognosis would be so much better. And so many people say, I just never came in because, my eyes were fine. I could see to read and whatever. Well, just like in your body, you can't tell what your blood pressure is. You can't tell what your cholesterol is. You can't tell if your carotids are filling up with plaque or whatever, So there's so many things with all fields of medicine, and as well with the eyes. You can't tell what the pressure is in your eyes, or if you're developing glaucoma or diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration. Typically, you only notice a difference when it's gone from the dry to the wet form, where if perhaps you would have caught it in the dry form and taken the macular degeneration vitamins, whatever, easy things that you can reduce your risk of progression and therefore vision loss in that eye for the rest of your life. And oftentimes it's a simple thing to reduce your risk of that disease progressing if you caught it early. But if you caught it late, it's kind of like, what do they say, the horse is out of the barn or something. And it's much harder to get vision back. And usually you can't get it back to the original level it was before. So, not a scare tactic or anything like that. It's just common sense, Go see your internist, your family practice. Not just a doc-in-the-box place where you go for a sore throat in the wintertime, because you're not going to get that same care, if you would, that's looking at all your health maintenance tests, procedures that you need to have done. And the same thing with your eyes. A stitch in time is worth nine. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I guess you could go on with those colloquialisms. But it really does pay true and will make things better for you if you just do those common things. And yeah, it takes a half a day out of your life once a year. But my gosh, is there any better investment?
And when your eye doctor is a medical doctor, that enables you, with your appointment to check on your eyes, the eye doctor, since he is a medical doctor, or she is a medical doctor, they will also be able to see in your eyes, believe it or not, whether you have kidney problems, liver problems, all of these variety of other things, so it can give you an early alert to solving other things other than just eye problems.
Yeah, you know, they say the eyes are the windows to the soul, right? Well, they're also the windows to diabetic diagnosis. They're also can be the windows to hypercholesterolemia diagnosis and so on and so forth. But the thing is, go see your eye doctor. Make sure there's someone that keeps up with the latest advances so you really are getting the best care. And, you know, if they tell you that, you know, your eyes are great, you got the eyes of a 20-year-old, everything is fine.
Then, and you're 15.
Then, you know, go to Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard or something and celebrate. But, you know, don't be upset that you wasted that time, because once in a while, it will pay off better than any other investment you could make.
Our phone number is 893-1450. The stage is set for your calls, 893-1450. Be the one that breaks the ice this morning, 893-1450. If you're having some eye problems, or if you have a question dealing with your eyesight, maybe you're not sure whether or not you have a problem. Maybe you're not sure whether you should have new lenses put in if you have cataracts. Makes a world of difference. I will tell you that right now. I've had both of mine replaced. It not only if you're having cataract problems are things blurry and dark and gray outside, brownish colored, but suddenly you don't have to wear glasses anymore and you have vision like you did when you were younger. So if you have questions, give us a call, 893-1450. And I think that's, sometimes people think, well, that's too good to be true. It really, this is one situation, it really works. This, and you've mentioned this is the safest operation that's around.
Yeah, of all the major surgeries you could have anywhere on your body, all of them, this one is the safest. For example, 95% of people who get cataract surgery done are glad they did, and that's better odds than you'll have with any other surgery, back surgery, knee surgery, you know, whatever it is. It's just because the technology has advanced so far. For example, I have one article here I've been reading that an OCT laser enhances IOL power calculations, and that's what we have now for measuring lens implants and the power that it should be in our patients' eyes. We're the only one in the area that has that. We talked about the two new refractive stations. And these are computer-driven four machines that help decide your glasses prescription based on your input. And what it does is it helps you go through that refraction testing faster, which is measuring the prescription that you need for a new pair of glasses. And also with just the touch of a button, we can put right in that machine the lenses that you currently wear on your glasses. And, you know, with less than a second, you can tell the difference between what you have and the new prescription that you have chosen.
Wow.
And so that makes it valuable for determining, you know, well, you know, that's not such a big a deal. I might wait a year till I get a new pair, or, oh boy, that is a lot better. I better do this. And so it makes it easy that way. Not only that, but it decreases what's called intraoperator variation. In other words, no matter who you sit down with, the technician, the doctor, or whatever, it goes through the same process, the same way, and you know you're getting the same prescription no matter who does it. And so there is some quality improvement to that, less chances that it may be incorrect for you. And again, we're the only ones in the area that have that. Now, a lot of these things we've taken on to help get our patients through the office faster so they don't have to wait as long. These are new things that we've done. We've also increased our staff to help with that. Let's see, what else is new? We have an upgrade to an endothelial cell counter, which is a machine that measures the inner layer of cells on your cornea, that front clear part of your eye. And there are people that have problems with that. And they develop something called Fuchs corneal dystrophy, where their cornea gets thickened, swelling with water. And this helps to better manage these kind of things in and out of surgery. A big change that we've had is we have updated one of my favorite machines, which is called a Heidelberg Spectralis, to the very newest version. We were the first one in Tennessee to get this upgraded machine. And it has the highest quality for assessing your retina, whether it be diabetes, macular degeneration, any problem there at all with the retina. But it also now does the cornea too, which is called anterior segment imaging. And we just have really invested in the best equipment that you could get anywhere in the United States. And we're proud of it, and it's a learning curve. Everyone at the office has had to sit down and buckle down and learn a lot of things. But we're real happy to have that in the office and be able to give that kind of exam to our patients.
You know, this is exciting to hear this, because as I go back to the old days when I had to wear glasses, I would go in and you'd say, "Now, is this one, is A better, B better?" And then you'd go through all of these other changes. And when it was all over, you thought, "Did I make the right choice? I hope I made the right choice." Because you want the best prescription, the lens prescription that you can possibly have.
Yeah, so in this way, it's nice. You can compare right away to, you know, there's a computer refraction. You look at a little picture and it does its measurements, and then there's the glasses that you have. And then there's the manifest refraction, the one that you've chosen right there at the same time. And we can just go boom, 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 and you can look at all three and see which one you see the clearest with. Now, if that happens to be the glasses that you have, well, then you know it's not worth buying new glasses. But if it is one of the other ones and it helps you see better, why, then you can feel confident in spending that money that is going to help you see better. That will be worth it. And glasses, of course, are expensive these days. So it's a better product for the consumer, so to speak. But it also helps us to get you to the best that your eyes can see, the maximum potential that they can have.
Now, when people are selecting the lenses that they wish and everything, is there a way to make that more foolproof, where they don't select the wrong ones and then when it comes in they think, "Oh, I wish I'd gotten the other ones," where it's really designed to their needs? I mean, everybody has certain needs that they have. Maybe they're out in the sunshine more. Maybe they're using the computers more. Who knows what their needs might be?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if you have certain things that bother you, absolutely make that a point to discuss that with your doctor. Not the technician, but your doctor. And also discuss it with the optician, the person who you're purchasing the glasses from. And hopefully you're going to someone who has a lot of experience, you know, that keeps up with the education on all the different lenses, and that you're at a place that doesn't just provide the, you know, the lenses from Korea or something, the cheapest ones available, but you're getting a quality lens. You know, one that's clear, has less distortions. And those are the only ones that we sell in our office. And, you know, I feel like our prices are very fair, and we've done competitive marketing studies to other places around, and we're right in the middle, so we're not too cheap or too expensive, so to speak, but the quality of our material is so much higher, and that's what makes it, I think, a great bargain. And also, you know, Alan, who's in charge of our optical shop, he's got 23 years experience. He's won awards for what he does, and we're very fortunate to have that kind of skill in our office.
Very well, your whole staff is that way. I've never come across any nicer group of people who really, truly care about you.
Well, the reason is we're not trying to rush you in and out. We're trying to give you the best exam, the best vision possible. A lot of our patients come to us for second opinions, or their vision just isn't as good, and they want to see if there's anything new that can help them. And those things take time, and you need this kind of instrumentation to help you make those decisions. But it's very rewarding when you can help people see better. And, you know, I really enjoy getting up every Monday morning and going to work. I mean, I really enjoy it.
And you can tell it when you go into McCabe Vision Center. Now, glaucoma, I guess, is one of those things that sooner or later, most people are going to have glaucoma. Aren't there some statistics on that? If you live to a certain age, the majority of people will have it. So more than likely, somewhere along the line, this conversation that we're having right now will be about you.
You know, some things in ophthalmology, some eye diseases are more common and some are less common and some are rare, just like in any other field. Probably, Bart, the most common one with age is cataracts, of course.
Cataracts.
Like we've talked about, that's the most common cause of vision loss that is correctable. And then probably after that, you get to the real diseases, so to speak, of aging. And many of those happen in the body. And the most common one in the eyes is actually macular degeneration, such that it's in the name, ARMD, age-related macular degeneration. And the facts are that 1 out of 10 people over 50 have it. And if you're in a population where you're over 75, it's 1 out of 3.
Wow. Now, do you know you have it? Are there symptoms? Or is this one of those quiet ones?
You know, it comes on gradually, and you have a little bit of distortion or blur in your vision. Often people come in when we diagnose this and they say, ah, that's just me getting older, right? My eyes are getting older. And that's not the facts. You should be able to see 20/20, you know, with, you know, glasses or whatever correction you need, you know, by the age 75, you know, and then after that it does decrease. And if you're 85, you should be able to see 20/30. And if you see less than that, then it's due to some disease or some problem that you have that hasn't been corrected. So don't think, my eyes are, I'm just getting old, that's why I can't see. Well, if you get the right glasses or have the cataract surgery or whatever, then that should restore your vision to sharp vision that you should be very happy with.
So is age-related macular degeneration, is that something that can be controlled?
You know, there's been a large NIH governmental study which states that if you have the dry form, if you take the proper macular degeneration vitamins, it reduces your risk of progressing to the wet form by 25%. And you're just taking vitamins during the day. No surgery, nothing like that. It's not expensive. A bottle is $35 a month for the best vitamins. And, you know, you need to take a vitamin each day, you know, when you're probably starting when you're young, actually, but certainly when you're older, and your doctor will tell you that, and you might as well take the one that will help your eyes if you have that. You know, we have the genetic testing, which will look to see if you have the dry form, what's your chances of going to the wet form in 5-10 years from now. We have that at our office. We gave the first injection in Tennessee of this new drug, ocreoplasmin, or Jetria, which is a new thing that's just come out in the last 3 weeks for people that have retinal swelling due to traction of the jelly in the eye, pulling on it, called vitreomacular adhesion, or that with what's called a macular hole. And these people always went to surgery to have a vitrectomy, to have these things fixed. And now, by having a simple injection in the office, which literally takes 5 seconds, 1/4 of those, 25%, the problem will be fixed. And they don't need to go to surgery. It's something that just came out in a couple of weeks here. And so, you know, we're proud to be offering that as well. And yes, of course, everything is advancing, and we're doing our best to keep up with it.
So when you come in for a checkup, like me today, you reach a certain age, and are you...
39.
That's... Plus, are you looking for these things, or does the patient need to say, I'm having a problem with this?
Well, I definitely think no matter what doctor you go to, you know, keep a list of your questions, keep a list of your symptoms, and it can be a page by your bedside or at your desk or in your purse or in your wallet or whatever, and then go over those with your doctor. And if it's something you're having on a routine basis, chances are he can help that. It really is. Chances are he can help that. You don't have to suffer through it. We have some people they come in and their eyes are hurting, and they just, oh, you know, I thought it'd get better. They think it's like a sore throat or something, or a common cold. And it's not normal for your eyes to not see well or to hurt. There's an issue going on. And they just kind of, what I call, gut it out. And if they would have came in earlier, they would have ended up seeing better and not having to go through as much to get there.
And eyes are something you don't want to mess around with. You don't want to see if it's going to get better. 893-1450, we're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back. And when we come back, we'll be in the segment where we take phone calls. 893-1450, the doctor is in. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, with us this morning. 893-1450, he is here to help you. Dr. McCabe from McCabe Vision Center.
Middle Tennessee football and basketball games are right here. This is Chip Walters on Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Today is February the 11th. You have 3 days, and then Thursday, hopefully you will have done something prior to Thursday, but if you don't, Bell Jewelers will still be there to save the day for you. Thursday is Valentine's Day. Greg, you knew that, didn't you? I don't want you to get in trouble, too.
Yes, I did, and I think the closer it gets, the more that men think that they got to do something about that right away.
That's right. Why do we wait till the last minute? We always do. Thursday is Valentine's Day, and Bell Jewelers, right here in town, 821 Northwest Broad, has an opportunity for you. What will you give her? Flowers? Chocolates? Dinner out? Diamond jewelry? How about all of the above? With your purchase of $99 or more, all of the above comes true if you shop at Bell Jewelers. 821 Northwest Broad. Now, supplies are limited, so don't wait around until 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. So head over there. Bell Jewelers. They have the perfect Valentine gift for you. Thursday is Valentine's Day. Bell Jewelers. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots Restaurant.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
We've got our hands on name brands like Schwinn, Horizon, Bowflex, and more. Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning once again. We've still got a bit of congestion on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, South Church at Broad. Also, we've got a bit of congestion Broad at Memorial. Traffic easing, Old Ford Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, Rutherford Boulevard at Mercury Boulevard. Still very busy over near MTSU. At Back to Life Health and Wellness, located at 1916 Patterson Street in Nashville, Dr. Frails takes great pride in providing for her patients. Call Back to Life Health and Wellness, 834-2600. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Partly sunny skies for your Monday forecast as highs warm into the upper 50s, a west-southwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Right now, 52.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM FM is everywhere you need us to be.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450 if you have an eye problem. Now's the time to call. That line is open officially now. 893-1450, 893-1450. 893-1450, Dr. Craig McCabe. The eye doctor is with us this morning from McCabe Vision Center. Now, just in case somebody does not know, where is McCabe Vision Center located?
Well, Bart, it's right there off of Memorial and Heritage Park Drive, one light down from Memorial and Northfield. We're right just off the corner there, Memorial and Heritage Park Drive. And, you know, let's give a little scenario here. Let's say that your eye kind of, at this time of year, it kind of gets a little red, you know, and it may be one, it may be both of them. And, you know, it just kind of bothers you a little bit, and maybe it itches, maybe it's tearing some, maybe you got a little mucousy discharge there. And, you know, you got a cold in your eye, you got some kind of infection there. And gosh, your coworkers say, "Ooh, you got something. You need to go see the doctor there." And your eye's all red. And so you go to the doctor, you go see your eye doctor, and how does he know what you have? I mean, the differential diagnosis there in a red eye, it could be a bacterial infection. It could be a viral infection. Boy, we've had a bunch of viruses going around this year. Could be a viral infection, or it could be an allergy. They all give you a red eye with a little bit of discharge like that. You know, most times you go to the eye doctor and they give you a bottle of antibiotics or a prescription for it. You go out the door and you use it. And it may or may not get better right away. You say, "Boy, it doesn't seem like these drops are working." Well, why is that? Well, of course, an antibiotic eye drop only treats bacteria. So if you have a bacterial infection and it's not resistant to that antibiotic, so you're not getting a common one, but you're getting one of the stronger antibiotics that the bug is not resistant to, then you'll get better. You know, boy, 48 hours, you'll be better.
Notice it different.
Absolutely. Just tons better. But if you have a viral infection, you won't get better at all, because antibiotics don't treat viruses. You have to have an antiviral medicine to treat viruses. Or if it's an allergy, an antiviral or an antibiotic won't treat allergies. So it's really important to make the correct diagnosis. And again, we're proud to be the first in the area offering what's called an adenoid detector. You know, you can go to your doctor and get a rapid strep test, you know, if you got strep throat, see whether that's it or not, and that'll determine whether you go on certain antibiotics or not. So it's very important. Well, we've got the same thing for pink eye, which is caused by the adenovirus. And in 10 minutes, we can tell if that's what it is. And if so, you can get the appropriate treatment to make you better. And so that helps us make sure that when you're coming in for an eye infection, you're getting the right medicine.
So important, the right diagnosis. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. McCabe.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a beautiful day.
Absolutely.
Yes, good morning.
Clouds are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I wanted to address today was, do you address possible infections of the area around the eye, or do you just deal with inside the eye itself?
Well, don't beat around the bush. Tell us exactly what's going on.
Okay, all right. I'll do my best not to and not be wordy for you. My son has this, he's an adult, and he has this irritation that's kind of an ongoing thing. It's around in his eye area, sometimes in the eyebrows, sometimes around the on the eyelid. It's kind of scaly, a little bit scaly.
Yeah.
And occasionally we have treated it with baby shampoo. Washed it with baby shampoo, and that seems to help some. It's just an ongoing thing. And I have checked with my optometrist, but I was just going to get your opinion, sir.
Yeah, great. And what did your optometrist prescribe for you?
Well, I don't have a prescription yet. He was just telling me to just do keep that area clean, and I may need to go back with him and check with that, because it seems to be reoccurring.
Yes, this has been going on how long?
quite a few months, maybe.
Yeah.
Off and on for a year, maybe. And also, occasionally, there are little, not bumps. I don't want to call them bumps. They're like little whelps, sort of little redness. And that occurs sometimes.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was going to check back with him about. But you were on the phone and right here, so I thought I'd ask you.
I am right here for you. Right here. The second Monday of each month, right, Bart, 8:15,
right.
9 o'clock. We're right here.
So if you've got
if you've got any kind of eye questions, write them down, like we said, and you can give us a call and we'll go over them. And we're more than happy to. But basically, you know, it's hard, of course, to diagnose things over the phone without seeing
it.
But it sounds like it may be an infection, like a staph infection, or it may be a skin problem from dry skin, like psoriasis. Could be what's called an allergic dermatitis. So these are the kind of things in the differential. But it sounds like that washing the skin isn't taking care of it, and that you need a stronger treatment than that, and probably a steroid eye cream if your doctor thinks it's appropriate.
Okay.
Can often make the latter two of those things get better.
Okay.
You know, you're always welcome to come see us for a second opinion, or if there's something else you need. I'll tell you, we've got a new doctor in our office. Dr. John Haley comes to us from Texas. You might see him wearing his cowboy boots, but he's a real nice young man, and he's been doing this for several years, and as a result,
like
we can get you in right away. That's the point.
Sounds like he would fit in right with my son. He wears cowboy boots all the time.
Well, they could hit it off. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I just might do that soon, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, the main part is just that he gets better, right? Yeah,
very definitely.
Right. And sometimes his eyes are just as clear as bell. I mean, it doesn't affect the vision, but the skin around his eyes are just smooth and not red at all. So, anyway, we'll get it straightened out thanks to you. And, Bart, you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
And that opens a line for you. 893-1450, 893-1450. Is there a chance that, let's say somebody listening has a similar problem to what she described, but they haven't gone to see any physician about this, is there a chance that something like that, if left untreated, could that lead to additional eye problems?
Well, and there's always... you know, it's almost like lawyer talk where they tell you the worst thing that could happen. My gosh, when you watch these drug commercials on TV, oh my gosh, it's like it can cause projectile diarrhea and loss of nose. And they had put these terrible things, and it's usually some pretty young girl swinging on a swing in a meadow while they tell you this to kind of distract you. But it's crazy. But, you know, you could have, a skin cancer, right? They're very common. Skin cancers are actually more common around the eyes on the lower lid than the upper lid because your eyebrow shades your upper lid from the sun and the UV light damage. So, you know, basal
cell. Don't want to mess
around
with that.
Yeah, basal cell, squamous cell. Melanoma, all these kind of things, or it could be a pre-neoplasm or a precursor to that called actinic keratosis and this other kind of sun-damaged skin, which is very common. So you the thing is that you don't know what it is. If you wash it real good, it doesn't get better. That's about all you can do. So you need to go see the doctor and get it fixed, but don't gut it out. You know, chances are it's not something major, but there's a small chance that it could be. So, and then everything in between. So just take care of yourself, get it fixed. You know, how many people do you talk to that say, gosh, if I would have known I would have lived this long, I would have taken better care of myself?
Absolutely.
Well, you just should have taken better care of yourself all along. That's what everybody should do.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe.
Yes, sir. I have a question. I had LASIK surgery in 2000, I think it was 99 or 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to have cataract surgery.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if that would affect my vision or whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, it absolutely does.
It
absolutely does. It affects, boy, so many steps along the way. Just when you go get your measurements done, your lens calculation appointment to determine the power of that lens implant that goes in your eye, the measurements aren't as accurate because the machines, the instruments, are based on people who have never had that LASIK surgery or any eye surgery. And what happens with LASIK is the curvature of the front part of the eye flattens if you're nearsighted or steepens if you're farsighted, and the backside of the cornea doesn't change at all. So now there's this asymmetry that was not present before, and all the machines are based on that being symmetrical. And so you're more likely to not be on the bullseye, you know, needing glasses, not having the prescription just right, or the power of that lens implant. It also can cause a dry eye problem. If that treatment of the laser was off-centered or whatever, that can cause glare and halo problems. If, depending on that treatment and the amount of astigmatism, the amount of regression that you've had since that in the correction, it may decide whether or not you're a candidate for one type of lens versus another. You can put one lens in a patient who hasn't had LASIK and one in another one that has, and one can be happy and one can be very unhappy. And so it makes a difference. You need to have that discussion with your surgeon, surgeon. You need to spend some time doing that, talking about your need for glasses afterwards, whether you want to be able to see up close without glasses. Have you had that discussion?
No, I haven't got that far with it yet.
Okay, so you really then haven't been scheduled or decided to have surgery?
No, sir. I haven't. I was just wanting to know that, you know, ask the question before I go and get it, you know, done.
Yes.
I wear contacts now, so because I can't see up close at all.
Right.
So.
Well, just... go somewhere that does a lot of surgery on people that have been through that, have the equipment for that,
right.
You know, and really consider getting one of these deluxe lenses, if that may be right for you, because not only do they save you money after a period of time, they will give you better vision, and I think you'll be happier with your vision along the way.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Thanks
you
for calling.
Too.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. Now, if you have had laser surgery, and she said that was 10 years or so ago, and let's say now you're getting cataracts, didn't have those when you had that laser surgery, can you get the crystal lenses now, and can you adjust them where they will be just as successful if you had not had the laser surgery?
Yeah, you know, there's three types of these deluxe lenses. One's called the Restore, one's called the Tecnis Multifocal, and the other one is called the Crystal Lens. And they have various properties, and they're better in one person than another. So your treatment should be customized. It shouldn't be that no matter who comes through the door, they get the same lens. It should be that everything is customized to that individual, their needs, where they hold their reading material, if they're a nighttime driver, what their occupation is, if they're on the computer, if they're on a tablet, you know, because one lens will do better in one situation compared to the other. And then if you've had previous surgery, then it depends upon what the cornea looks like. If the treatment was well-centered and it was a mild treatment, then you can have really any of them. But if there's some irregular astigmatism, it's a little off-center, you have more of a difficulty with a dry eye problem, those kind of things, then actually the crystal lens does better with that. So you need to go where they offer all three, where they spend time with you discussing what's the best one for you. If you're not getting that customized care, you don't want to be, you know, a square peg in a round hole.
And this new equipment that you have put in, will that help diagnose this case better?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just like I said, these articles here say that you get your best outcome after LASIK if you use these types of machines for the cataract surgery. And so we're happy, you know, to be the first ones to offer that in this area. But, you know, you also have to have, I don't want to underemphasize how important it is to have a discussion over a period of time, going over your needs and what is best for you with your surgeon. They're the only ones that can really make the best decision for you.
Very definitely. 893-1450 is our number. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us this morning from McCabe Vision Center. They do surgery, they do glasses, checkups, they do the whole thing. We'll be back and continue the conversation. If you have a question, maybe this has opened a thought for you that you're pondering upon and you just don't know where to turn, call 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Radio show where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. Financial Coaching Radio with Jason Qualls. Weekdays at 1 on WGNS AM, FM, online.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517, the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
WeatherEye.
Partly sunny skies for your Monday forecast as highs warm into the upper 50s, a west-southwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Right now, 52.
Do you have any idea how much metal is worth these days? It's worth quite a bit. If you've got scrap metal lying around, and I bet you do, anything from aluminum cans to old copper, you can sell it to Clark Iron and Metal in Murfreesboro. They're on Hiller Drive off South Church near Broad. Visit clarkiron.com.
Hello, it's Sheila at Ryan Flowers and Gifts. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. We have a lovely display of roses, fresh cuts arrangements. We have diamond cut glass for some of our vases. We have some vases that come with a necklace, stuffed animals, chocolates, and anything you might need.
Hello, this is Sheila Moffitt Fabry from Ryan Flowers and Gifts.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Please give us a call at Ryan's Flowers and Gifts at 117 South Academy Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be, on air and on demand.
And all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose, and it's you and me. And all other people, and I don't know.
And we understand that we have some folks tuned in just outside of London, England this morning. On an app. You can listen to WGNS anywhere. Of course, they're listening to us in an afternoon edition. 6 hours later. What is that?
With some tea and crumpets.
That's right. Welcome in. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us. We only have a few minutes left in the program, so if you have a question, don't wait until we say so long and say, I wish I had called. That's sort of like forgetting to tell your doctor when you go in for a checkup, forgetting to tell them what problems you're having.
Boy, you know, bring that paper with you of your questions, and when you're in there, write down what that doctor's telling you or ask them to give you that written out for you. Because oftentimes, you know, after you go have lunch, after you see the doctor, you forgot what they told you.
That's right.
You know, especially if you don't have, you know, I always say four ears are better than two. So especially if you don't have a friend with you to help you remember those things. And if you do, don't let that friend sit out in the waiting room and watch TV. You know, have them go around the office with you, and you'll actually get more value out of your appointment.
Very definitely.
I know lots of times we have spouses come in, mm-hmm. and they'll say, well, how you doing? He said, oh, I'm doing just fine. And the wife will say, oh, no, he's don't. You tell that doctor the truth now. Tell him what you've been complaining to me about every day. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. McCabe. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yes. I've had some of my glasses made like about 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I had the transistors. So I was just wanting to ask Dr. McCabe, like at night, I can see lights in my glasses. So I was just wondering what could be wrong.
What do you mean you see lights?
Like if you're looking at the street lights,
right.
or the
right.
lights at Walmart's.
Yeah, did you get the anti-reflective lenses, the glare-free lenses?
I'm not sure. I just had them, made, and I told them I wanted the transistor. Now I said, well, it's not my eyes, because my husband saw the look like little spots, in my glasses, husband and mm-hmm. my daughter.
So it sounds like it sounds like maybe you did not get that those glare-free lenses. And, that's something at our office, we just recommend that everybody get that. No matter what else they get, that they get those glare-free lenses. Because they're actually clear. They have less aberrations. You actually see a little better with them than you will without it.
Okay.
And then if you want to get the line bifocal or the progressives, or like you said, the transitions when they turn dark outside.
Right.
Did you know there's three types of transitions?
No, I sure didn't.
Yeah, there's one that gets medium dark outside, and there's one that gets darker outside. And then there's one that, besides getting darker, gets polarized.
Okay.
There's three different ones. And wherever you're going, that optician should be having that talk with you.
Well, see, I went twice, and he had told me he'd think it was the whatever they put to make them turn dark. He went in there and cleaned them, and he said, try that. And then I went on, the first time, he told me it was hairspray, but I don't use hairspray. And so I was just wondering, so when I heard you, and so I just said, let me call to see what could be wrong.
Yeah, so I think that's it. Just, you're getting reflections in your lenses, and of course the glare-free or the anti-reflection, and there's different qualities to that. There's cheaper ones, and there's ones that do a better job. So, that's often the issue. And this is, again, another time where you need to be having the discussion with that person. I mean, glasses are expensive. You're paying a lot of money for them. You want to make sure you get something that you see clearly with and that you enjoy wearing.
And on that note, I hate to say we are out of time. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Where is McCabe Vision Center located?
We're at near the corner of Heritage Park and Memorial. And let me say, for any other questions, go to our website. There's an enormous amount of reference material there, McCabeVisionCenter.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, visiting with us today. Tomorrow at this time, we will be live at the new Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. I'll see you there.